The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar. I'm a certified financial planner professional in the studio with Doug Neal, also a certified financial planner. Craig Montana running the studio, and we've been watching the ticker as the morning progresses, and some welcome green on the screen. Green.
It was up, I don't know, 250 points later. Now it's, I think it's only up 200 points, but no surprise.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's until we get through some of the issues that are going on right now, I think we're still going to have some pretty good volatility. And the thing is, what do, right? I mean, do you wring your hands? Do you start making changes and do all kinds of things? We'll talk a little bit about that as we go through the morning. Current, what's going on? Consumer sentiment might surprise you. The latest figures on that. So we'll talk and look at some of these things, do a little hand-holding on the air, and a little logic maybe.
It's been pretty good with this. It's about a 6% drop Monday, Tuesday. Everybody knew it was coming some point in time, but they're blaming it on that virus. But in the U.S., there's less problems of that than the common cold or flu or anything else. So right, it's not as big a deal in the U.S., but in other countries it can be. But it's the thoughts that are scaring people.
Well, and we don't want your thoughts to get the best of you, frankly. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Also, something very important. What could trigger an IRS audit? What are the kinds of things that our friends over there at the Internal Revenue Service take a look at? Is it just something computers do, or do people working at the IRS also trigger uncertain things?
Yeah, do they see your name and say, well, let's get this person?
Yeah, so we'll talk about some of that. And then some interesting attitudes concerning what happens, who takes care of who, as inevitable aging and health issues cross up with long-term care. Who provides the care? Who do you think is going to provide the care? And how does that all seem to be turning out? So we'll have a little status report on that as well. So that plus, of course, we always pause and answer your specific questions. And it's a great time to call us. During the break here, we're going to be playing commercials. So if you have something on your mind right now, here's the number to call us. We'll talk to you in private at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
Only for you. Did you know that McCoy's Building Supply can handle any size home improvement project? From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up, they've got the born-to-build do-it-yourselfers covered. And if it's lumber you're looking for, McCoy's traditional full-service lumberyard can handle any job. So next time you've got a repair or remodel project, visit one of their building experts for tips and advice. They can show you some of the most energy-efficient and high-tech building products on the market. They'll even deliver it to you. McCoy's Building Supply. Go build something.
Hey there, this is Heather with Ottman Dentistry. Did you know your entire family can be seen at our office because Dr. Ottman and Dr. Knoll sees everyone from toddlers to seniors? At Ottman Dentistry, we offer preventative and restoration dentistry, periodontal treatment, smile makeovers with porcelain veneers, root canals, and dental night guards. Also, ask us about our Sonicare toothbrushes and our air flossers. We have them for the entire family. For a great smile, come see Ottman Dentistry on Bluebell Road, 979-836-6767.
Hello, this is Wendy Ragonis, a board volunteer with the Brenham ISD Education Foundation. We are a support group for the Brenham Public Schools, and we will be hosting our annual fundraiser on Thursday, February 27th. This event is a student art auction, and it'll be held in the Ann Street Inn Ballroom in downtown Brenham from 5:30 to 7 p.m. We'll have a live and a silent auction of all of the appealing artwork from these emerging student artists. Please come early and enjoy the appetizers donated by Design 2 and the beverages donated by Mike Hopkins Distributing Company. If you can't attend Thursday night, please visit the Ann Street Inn during operating hours starting Monday, February 24th, to view all of these items and support these artists. This is Wendy Ragonis, a board volunteer with the Brenham ISD Education Foundation, and we will be hosting our annual fundraiser on Thursday, February 27th. This event is a student art auction, and it'll be held in the Ann Street Inn Ballroom in downtown Brenham from 5:30 to 7 p.m. We do look forward to seeing you on February the 27th.
Join KWHI this weekend at the 184th anniversary of the signing of the Texas Declaration of Independence at Washington on the Brazos State Historical Site. A variety of activities emphasizing Republic folkways will be presented and conclude Sunday. Tune in to KWHI on Saturday from 10 till noon for the broadcast of the Texas Independence Day program. Special thanks to our sponsors, NTEC Pest Management, Woltman's Welding and Fabricating, Brenham Tire and Auto, Blue Bonnet Electric Cooperative, and Washington on the Brazos State Historical Site.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. With two members of the Money Makeover Team at Neil Financial Group, we've got an office in Central Texas in the city of Brenham, just right downtown across from the courthouse. And then the other one is in Houston, a mile and a half or so from the Galleria. And we're pleased to have you come to either location if you'd like to schedule a free review.
We have a third location.
And we do now.
We just opened it up this month.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's
Tomball.
It's in downtown Tomball. Well, pretty close downtown Tomball.
Mm-hmm.
On Main Street. So for those people that are closer to Tomball, that'd be a great place to meet.
So we got kind of like this big triangle.
That's right.
Going here. So glad to have you come by, discuss whatever's on your mind. We have people who bring their 401k or IRA mm-hmm. statements. We have some of you who bring insurance policies that maybe you haven't looked at for a long time, long-term care policies, annuity contracts.
Yeah, those are the things
the things that we see the most often. Yeah,
those are coming in pretty good now in the sense that most of those annuities have had a surrender period or something on that, or income riders, or mm-hmm. And they're past those things now. And we just talked to somebody the other day that had their annuity 10 years and they no longer get their income step-ups.
Yeah.
So basically the annuity's not going to perform like it was for the first 10 years. And so they need to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's available?
Yeah. And things have, in 10 years, annuities have really changed. There are a lot of better options on them, the performance in different ways. All kinds of different withdrawal options, et cetera.
Yeah. The income options were very popular 6, 7, 8 years ago. Income benefit, I don't want to go into that one, but same company looked at two contracts this week. One had a step-up value of 5.5%, same company, same policy, but 2 years older, or 2 years newer, only had a 4% step up value.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, things have changed. And if you've had your annuities for a while, you may want to come in and look. A third one that I was looking at this week, man, a lot of them coming in. Today's only Wednesday. It showed that it had an income rider and a step up for, but you had to have the policy for 10 years before you could get the step up rider, the income. And that policy was only 8 years old, and he needs the money now.
Oh.
So he's not going to get what he bought, what he thought he was going to get 8 years ago.
Yeah.
So, and it's in the fine print.
Yeah. So, but what are that guy's options, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, how do you handle these things? What gets you the most money in the time frame that you really need it?
Mm-hmm.
And those are just two issues with it.
Right.
There, so, there can be other things as well.
Yeah, there's two other things that came up. Boy, you hit a hot button with me today. I got two clients. Each of them have two different annuities from different companies, but they're both getting buyout offers.
Oh, yeah. Now, why is that happening?
Because the benefits that were attached to the annuity are so good, the insurance company it really puts a strain on their balance sheet.
So they'd like to have you do something else.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead, turn it back over to them.
Yeah.
And then they're not on the hook for that with you.
They'll say, we'll give you back money plus maybe 2% or 5%, but there's no penalty for early withdrawal, so you can get out of it.
Right. So if you're wanting to get out of something, that may be something.
That right. It may be.
And you know, I can someone, if they have something like that going in, should they call the carrier and say, you know, I'm really not thrilled with having this anymore. Do you have any buyout opportunities? Even if they're not hearing from their company, is that something that somebody should be proactive with and at least investigate, possibly?
If something has changed in your life where you either want to get access to the annuity or maybe start an income, but then it's worth calling, yes. Mm-hmm. If nothing's changed in your life and it's still, you get your statements and they're still doing what it says, that's fine. You keep it. But if usually it's something that has to change in your life. You retire, death in the family, buy a new property, something that, okay, my financial situation's changed. Now I might want to do something different with this sum of money here in this vehicle. That's good reasons to come in. You can call the carrier, but what questions do you ask?
Yeah, and that can really be important because there are certain terms and terminologies and impacts that if you're not completely 100% familiar with them, can be very helpful to come in for the free review. So you can, if you're thinking about something, you can say, does this fly? You know, am I looking at this the right way? What are my options? And that's just one thing of many. I mean, we just talked about annuities there. If you've got them, that's fine. But what about old life insurance contracts? What about repurposing those old contracts, right, to use them maybe for something like long-term care? Yeah, that can be done. And we've talked about that often on the program. So, again, lots of different uses now for a lot of different products and not just the two that we just mentioned.
Right.
So free review is super important. Let me tell everybody how to get in touch with us, whether you want to go to the new Tomball location, Houston, or Brenham. Glad to have you come in. You've got all your statements now, right? You
should have pretty much. I just got one yesterday.
Pretty much. Okay, maybe you still have a couple of laggards. Here's our number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. And even if you just need a little reassurance, hand-holding, or whatever, we've had a lot of volatility in markets. We have a lot of things going on globally. We have elections going on, right?
Everything's just normal.
Yeah.
Volatility.
I mean, there's always something, right? So how are you riding through it? Are you concerned? Should you make changes in something? Again, the free review, very, very important, 979-836-2903. 0-3. I wanted to make a couple of comments, Doug, real quickly. You know, even as there's so much conversation about doom and gloom, consumer confidence levels by the latest measures just a couple of days ago, actually yesterday, came in and increased. Confidence is up. Existing home sales did drop a little bit, not precipitously, earlier this week. And, of course, crude oil inventories have gone up, so that means oil prices and gas prices have gone down anyway.
Yeah, you can see that at the pump. I don't know why it changes overnight like that, just because the price of oil changes overnight, because it takes quite a while for that barrel of oil to get to the refinery, get to the gas station, but I guess they're selling futures.
Well, they may be. Yeah. And, of course, what types of investment vehicles are going up when crude oil prices go down? The refiners do better because they don't have to spend as much for their raw materials that they're going to refine into various products such as gasoline.
So there's different. There's usually two sides of every coin.
And again, a lot of the big tech companies are starting to come back up. Some of the big computer makers are back up and all that. So again, do not let headlines worry you.
Control your investing. Headlines shouldn't do that. I think my educated guess on why that consumer confidence is up, because so many people are at work. So many people are have an income stream in it. And the interest rates are still low. So on your day-to-day life, it's looking pretty good. Cost of food hasn't gone skyrocketed. The gasoline prices, car prices, all these things are looking really good. So in your everyday life, looking pretty good.
Yeah. So keep an even keel on things. And if you have questions, you know, we're always available. In fact, we have a break coming up in about 5 minutes. So if you're shy and don't want to talk to us on the air, it's fine. We'll be taking a station break in about 5 minutes. You're always welcome to call. And no one else will hear you if you want to just ask something. And we'll have that coming up in just a few minutes. Let's get on your IRS subject. What kind of things trigger an audit? Now, we're all looking at tax time here.
Yeah, it's time to start doing your taxes, but not necessarily send them in, especially if you have any K-1 statements that are coming.
Yeah.
K-1 statements are from limited partnerships, and you can buy funds and equity or things on the stock market that produce K-1 statements, but they don't seem to come out until March, mid-March. We're still in February.
Yeah, and most often I see folks who have like these oil and gas-related limited partnership investments, and they don't have to be you actually being an owner
in
the partnership. You can buy these things as part of portfolios,
publicly
too.
Traded.
Right.
But they don't come with 1099s or interest statements.
Right.
They come with the forms called K-1. It's how they report their taxes. And
now, some of these do not, right. But others do. Right.
And so if you get one of those, if you've gotten one in the past and you haven't sold that particular investment, you're going to get one this year. Mm-hmm. And if you send in your taxes and then you get the K-1 statement, now you got to send them in again.
Yeah, because you have to make an adjustment to your taxes.
Yeah, so some things like that you got to be careful with, but it's tax time now. And so you should be getting all your stuff together, have it together. And there's some things that trigger an IRS audit, because the IRS uses a combination of automated and human processes when selecting what tax returns to audit. Now, all tax returns, the IRS, I had this happen to me once. I had to go, as many years ago. They developed statistical norms for all businesses, all income levels, kind of like benchmarks is what it is. So if you're running a small business or if you whatever, and your income and your expenses fall within certain ranges, fine, no audit. But if something's out of whack there, like maybe your car deductions is 2 times the normal or 3 times, red flag pops up. The computer will probably do that. Then a person tends to look at it and see if there's a rationale or reason for that. And that's kind of how it very quickly how it goes through on whether or not you get a red flag from the IRS. But to get those statistical norms, they audit people at random. They'll say, okay, come on in here. You know, they could do that to KWHI. They can say, okay, come on in, and we're going to look at every check and everything that you've written for the last year or from 2 years ago, and just to set the norms for a business this size and in the radio business or whatever. And so when they look at other companies of this size and this what the radio communication, then they'll have parameters that these type of deductions will fall in this range.
And so that's on a business.
Correct.
Return. Now, individually, though, they must have some things they key on.
Yeah, the one thing they key on is if you earn more than $200,000.
Oh, that's a red flag?
That's a red flag.
Ah.
Last year, the IRS audited about 1% of those earning less than $200,000 and almost 4% of those earning more than $200,000.
Wow.
Now, if you raise the threshold to adjusted gross income over $1 million, these are individuals, then that return audit increases to 12.5%. The same pattern exists when it comes to business returns. The 1% of the corporations with less than $10 million in assets get audited. But if the business has more than $10 million in assets, that's 17.6%.
Oh, wow. That's
chance.
A big increase. Okay.
So higher incomes are likely to result also in a more complex tax return and therefore more likely to contain red flags because they're involved in more things. But more importantly, the IRS wants to maximize their return on investment and audits, and that's something the agency apparently is getting better with every year. They collected $55.2 billion through enforcement activities last year. That was a 63% increase since 2001, and they did it with 10% less employees.
Oh.
So that's a red flag. Another one that comes up with that people get caught with, and an audit could be by letter, or it could be at your place of business, or that you come in. There's different types of audits. And this first one here, the not reporting all your income, usually you get a letter on because what happens is you forgot you had an old, $1,000 in a savings account and you earned, $5 worth of interest, but yet the bank reports it and then the computer doesn't match up your 1099 with your tax return. So you get a letter saying, please explain this. That's a common one, not reporting all your income. It's not that you're trying to cheat the IRS. It's just that you forget it or you didn't get a 1099. It got lost someplace. I've had it where people put it on their desk. It gets covered up and when it comes time to turn it over to do your taxes, it's not there, so you don't think of it.
Sure.
So the other one I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on, but is being careful of breaking the rules on foreign accounts, because the law requires overseas banks to identify American asset holders and provide information to the IRS. Now, if you don't put anything down, if you've got an overseas account and you don't report it, you're going to have to go talk to the IRS.
Yeah. So many people who earn some income overseas in various types of jobs, and some of them are in petroleum, et cetera. Sometimes you have to be careful of what assets or income is being reported by the firm or firms you're working with.
That's
right.
And
it could be different. So just be extra careful. Don't need to have any triggers being pulled on your taxes, right?
Because the other thing that happens with the IRS sends you a letter, it almost always comes Friday afternoon.
well, you can't do anything about it,
and you got all weekend to worry.
Yeah. Oh, well, at least you can look for your stuff.
Yes.
There you go. All right. If you got a question or two, anything to do with finance, your bottom line, you're looking at your reports, if you're one of those people who looks at your balance in your 401k, your IRA, your 403b, whatever it is, and you're worrying and going up and down and all this stuff, you know what? Give us a call. We'll do our best to answer questions on that or any other financial topic. And it'll all be in private because we're going to play some commercials. So you're just talking to me and to Doug. Here's our number to do that. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Cobb's Electronics, your Radio Shack store in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center at 2612 Highway 36 South. Be sure to stop by to catch some of the hot deals on the best Bluetooth headphones and Bluetooth speakers on the market, from extra small to extra large. Visit Cobb's Electronics for your routers, flash drives, SD cards, readers, cables, chargers, and cell phone boosters. Need special batteries or security systems? Call Cobb's Electronics. Personalized service with competitive prices. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 till 6 and Saturday till 5, 978-36-4005.
In Washington County, we take care of our own, and the Friends of Carrie Bozarth will be having a fundraiser to help defray her cancer medical expenses. It will be Saturday, February 29th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Burton American Legion Community Center on West Washington in Burton. There will be a barbecue pork dinner with all the trimmings catered by Sandtown Catering from 4 till 6. There will also be a silent and live auction beginning at 6. Come in to dine and enjoy bidding in the auctions, or pick up your dinners through their convenient drive-thru. Tickets are $10 and are available at Hair Depot or Dale's Automotive in Burton, and in Brenham at Ram Optical, Sheer Envy, or Parts and More. For more information, contact Jackie McCoy at 979-716-7428 or Nancy Gelker at 979-277-8395. Give your friend and neighbor, Carrie Bozarth, a helping hand. Plan to attend the benefit event on Saturday, February 29th at the Burton American Legion Community Center.
If you want a career that's exciting,
fun,
creative, your next step is Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design. Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design is a nationally accredited career school with new classes every month. Call 821-0076, 821-0076. Exciting,
fun,
creative. Aggie owned and operated Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design, 821-0076. We do today what others do tomorrow.
In Bryan, Victoria, and in Brenham on Highway 105, call 277-0076.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford. And this year I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com today.
FFA Living the Legacy. The National FFA makes a positive difference in the lives of young people, developing their potential through agricultural education. Join us this week through Friday in recognizing National FFA Week by tuning into KWHI every day during the 7, noon, and 5 o'clock news hours for programs recorded by FFA members. Special thanks to our sponsors, WC Tractor, Oak Creek Farm, K&M Grocery, Cattleman Supply, Triple S Welding, Apple Ford, and Phillips Veterinary Hospital.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. We are two members of the Money Makeover team. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner professional. In the studio with me this morning, Doug Neal, also a certified financial planner. Craig Montana running the studio for us. And Craig piped through a really good phone call from one of our listeners during the break. And this had to do with annuities. And the first thing we said is, well, what is it supposed to do for you?
Yeah, very indicative of what come across most people when they hear annuities. She had a CPA recommend to her that she needs to get one of these.
Mm-hmm.
And so during the break, you don't have a whole lot of time to answer questions. But that's kind of like you're supposed to go buy a car. Well, what kind of car? That's about the same as you need an annuity. Because there's all kinds of different things that they can do.
There are all sorts of features to these.
Right. Yeah. An annuity is designed originally and by Congress or by insurance companies with Congress's tax favored status. It's for retirement. It's saving money now, deferring the money till you retire, and then taking an income stream from that annuity. That's what it's designed to do. And Congress says, hey, that's a good idea. While the money's in there, you don't have to pay any tax on the earnings. And so Congress will help you save for your retirement. When you take the money out, that's when you have to pay tax on it.
So as you're making your withdrawals.
As you're making withdrawals in the future. That's a deferred annuity, and that's what their basic premise was for. It's for retirement. Now, the insurance companies, and that's the only place you can get it, is from an insurance company, an annuity. Can't usually get it from a bank. The bank will have maybe a agreement with an insurance company, but you got to get it with somebody who's got an insurance license.
And licensed, by the way, in Texas to be able to purchase one of those in Texas. So the State Board of Insurance has to approve it as well.
Yeah, and so there's some basic rules on an annuity. Just about any deferred annuity, you can take out roughly 10% of the account value without a penalty to the insurance company. Now, Congress, remember I said it was for retirement, says that if you take any money out of an annuity before age 59 and a half, you got to pay a 10% penalty and tax on that money. Excuse me. So that's why it's designed for retirement. So you got to be careful on that one. But most, and that's a pretty much across the board for annuities, for deferred annuities. And most of them tend to be somewhere in the 5 to 9 year range for you leave the money in there from 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, and then it matures and you can take the money out if you're 59 and a half or older without any penalties to the insurance company. It's like a CD with early withdrawal on it. Mm-hmm. Money goes in, you just don't take it out early without a penalty.
Right. Now, again, as we were talking about earlier in the program this morning, there are so many different varieties, though, mm-hmm. different features, different types of, some of them have investment platforms inside of them. So it looks a lot like what you may be picking in your 401k,
right.
For instance, various different types of investment vehicles inside of these. There are some that have, depending on, let's say you're wanting to put some money in, and there are even annuities that a portion of your withdrawal may not be taxable. And it depends on what kind of money you're putting in there, right? Are you rolling pre-tax money in from a different type of investment vehicle or not? Are you just putting regular cash in it? So there are a lot of different things. And usually now, annuities also have long-term care riders of some sort on them. So there are specific provisions. If you need long-term care, how do you get the money out? Is it tax, et cetera, et cetera? There are features like that.
Yep.
And there are even some shorter-term annuities, even shorter than that, that basically renew every year if you want them to. And those have different types of features on them. And those are the buffered annuities where it buffers you on the downside in markets. Like if the market drops 10%, you don't lose anything, right? Or 20% or even 30%. These things are just so finely tuned now.
Yep.
It's a lot of decision making, and it's not the easiest thing. It depends on what you need to have this do for you.
Yeah. Also, the caller said that the annuity or CPA was having her look at was a minimum of $25,000 deposit.
Mm-hmm.
That is the insurance company's rule, not a law.
Right. They all have different amounts.
Correct.
that you can put in them. This particular annuity, though, may have that minimum set by the company that's offering
right.
it.
Usually, most annuity companies will say, well, if you want to put in more than $2 million, you have to ask us first, because they don't want to take that kind of risk.
Sure.
Because you could, well, anyway, there's point being is you can find an annuity that has certain features that fit what you're trying to do, mm-hmm. and you can have more than one annuity.
Oh, absolutely. And they may do different things.
Correct.
Have different maturities.
Because another type of annuity has some, you talked about the 10% downside. There's some that will say you'll never go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you will cap how much you can earn, but
right.
you'll never lose any money. But those are called indexed annuities. Mm-hmm. So there's different types.
Well, but the main bottom line, though, is if you're going to go into a contract that's 7 years, as the caller yep. said, you really have to be sure that you are not going to need that money for 7 years, because if you, again, take it out earlier than that 7-year term, you will be penalized by the insurance company providing that annuity.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, and there's usually a sliding scale, you know, if you take it out in 6.5 years or 6 years or 5 years or 2 years, here's what you're going to give up in that penalty to the insurance company. So please be careful. Only do something like this if you know you don't need your hands to get on that money, unless you're comfortable with looking at the possible penalties and saying, well, I'm okay with that.
Hey, my guess is, because we didn't have a long time to talk with the caller during the commercial mm-hmm. break, but if the CPA is telling her she needs an annuity, that must mean she needs to take some of her earnings out of being taxable.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember,
for some period of time.
Right.
That's right.
The thing that we said at the beginning of this conversation was the deferred annuities, you don't have to pay tax on the earnings until sometime in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what my guess is. She's just earning too much right now. And so let's put some in this annuity, and then we'll don't pay tax on that amount, but we'll do it in the future sometime.
Now, of course, always before you do something, consider other options.
Right.
Because it is a good option, and I'm not saying it's not a, mm-hmm. you know, it's a bad option or something.
Oh, we use a lot of them.
Yeah, we do. In the right circumstances, right. I think they're terrific. But the other thing is, do not forget that you can max out your retirement plan at work.
Mm-hmm.
Your 401k, for instance, or 403b, or whatever you may have at work. Have you taken advantage of all of those possible baskets of money that you can put money into? Check with your personnel department at your work and see if they have other vehicles. And there are some other types of retirement plans mm-hmm. that some companies or entities have. And if you're a governmental worker, be sure that you're checking on whether you also have a governmental 457 plan, because that's something you might be able to also contribute to. So you get double the mm-hmm. contribution limits. There are all kinds of things. So please look at your options. I'm sure your CPA is probably going over this with you as well. And if you have a spouse, be sure you understand the rules. If something happens to you, what would your spouse be paid from the annuity?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're not selecting your spouse, can you put somebody else on there? And all kinds of different things, all sorts of things. It's usually your spouse that goes on there. But just make sure you know all the rules.
Yeah, so that's you might, unless your CPA's got an insurance license, which they may,
mm-hmm.
or if they do a lot of them, you may want to talk to somebody else. Just because of the things we just got talking about.
Well, yeah, and I always say compare products. And even if we show something to someone,
mm-hmm.
We generally have many times shown two different mm-hmm. types of this same thing. So like an annuity, for instance, we'll say, well, this one does these functions, and these are the reasons why we like this one. However, this one has an extra function or
yeah.
an extra option, because these things are so juiced up now with so many different possibilities. It's always good if they've got one that they're showing you, I think that they need to say, here's something else, and let's talk about the pros and cons of this in your situation, and then you can make a better decision on which one really exactly seems like it's more tailored to what your needs are.
Oh, see, that last part, tailored to you, that's where, before we make recommendations, we get to know you and figure out, what are you trying to do? Well, here's some choices. It doesn't have to be an annuity. Annuity might be the greatest choice, but maybe you need a life insurance policy that also covers long-term care. And so life insurance is tax-deferred also.
Yeah, it can be a big, nice place to chunk.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can get the money out of there anytime.
Yeah, without
a penalty.
Withdrawal penalties, yeah. And a lot of other things. So if you're looking for a storehouse and something that will maybe pay some amount mm-hmm. of interest or something in it, there are even life insurance policies, by the way, that have investments inside of them,
yeah,
just like
right.
annuities do. And I've seen some of them. I have a client I talked to yeah. the other day, and we did hers 22 years ago. And it's absolutely, every time I look at it, I want to weep because it works so well. So
we would like to have done more.
Yeah. I wish we'd have done more. But there are a lot of options. You're welcome to come in for the free review, you know, and check things. Make sure you're okay on your thoughts and thought processes. And, you know, maybe you'll go back to your CPA with some additional questions, too.
Yep.
All right, so thanks for calling in. Meantime, we're going to take a little break here. Anyone else with questions? Hey, put our brains to work right here. Glad to do it for you. You can do it right now. No one else will hear you or your question. No one will know it's you. And here's the number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Christians everywhere will head to church this Ash Wednesday, February 26th, the first day of Lent, and pastors will place the sign of the cross in ashes on the foreheads of the faithful. But what should Christians do if they don't have time to attend a service? Come to the Austin Street parking lot of St. Peter's Episcopal Church from 7 to 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a blessing and then placing of ashes. Reverend Stephen Whaley, rector of St. Peter's, explains the imposition of ashes serves as an invitation to repentance and a response to your encounter with the Word of God. Ashes on the Way moves this encounter with God out of the church building and into the spaces of everyday life where you live out your response to God. Jesus did it by going into the street to find, teach, and heal the people who weren't in church. Ashes, as a call to repentance, belong in the public spaces, not just in the regular worshiping community. Those who'd like to be in church for the Ash Wednesday service can join others at noon and 6 on Ash Wednesday, St. Peter's Episcopal Church, 2310 Airline Drive in Brenham. Call 836-7248 or go online to stpetersbrenham.org for more details.
If you dream of beautiful wood floors, call Naylor's Wood Floors, now in their new location at 3962 Highway 36 North, inside Granny's Antiques. Yeah, wood floors, but they're dull and scratched. Naylor's can sand and refinish your old floors with their new dustless system, and they'll look new again. Just visit Naylor's Wood Floors, now in the new location on Highway 36 North, to make your dream of beautiful wood floors come true. Naylor's Wood Floors, bonded and insured, and an award-winning member of the National Wood Flooring Association and Better Business Bureau.
Step into the nostalgia at Glissman's Drugstore Museum. You'll be fascinated with this drugstore that looks just as it did in 1924. Also see photographs of historic downtown Brenham's past. At Glissman's, treasures abound on every shelf, nook, and showcase. Shop the variety of gift items available. And right now, many of their new items are on sale, and more new items are arriving soon. Glissman's, 106 West Main Street in Brenham. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 till 5. Stop in Glissman's today.
In the words of George Washington, 99% of failures come from people who make excuses.
Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and now through February 25th, don't make any more excuses to get your presidential savings on number one voted brands like Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. Add our famous sleep bundle and adjustable base to make your sleeping experience great again, and pay no interest for up to 72 months. And remember, the best buys are with mattress guys located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center here in Brenham, or call 836-10 10 today.
Woodson Lumber stocks a wide variety of lumber and building materials and all types of products from rebar to roofing. Whatever your building project, Woodson is the place to go for building materials. Just bring in your plans and Woodson can help convert them into a material list. Call or email your local store to set up a meeting. Find Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Caldwell, Bryan, and Lexington. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 till 5:30 and Saturday till 4. Woodson Lumber Company, since 1913, where you and your projects always matter.
When you need a new garage door, door opener, or repairs to your existing door, call DSW Garage Door LLC. David and Shane Wheezy Poppy, owners of DSW Garage Door, have 30 years' experience in installation, service, and repairs of garage doors and openers. They carry LiftMaster openers, Clopay doors, and services Brenham and the surrounding area. Just call David at 979-451-2404 or Shane at 979-451-1413 for excellent customer service, free estimates, and prompt service.
Are you ready to find out if your favorite candidates will win the primary? Then join the KWHI News Team on Tuesday, March 3rd at 7 p.m. for complete primary election coverage. Get the earliest results in all the races, federal, state, and local, including Washington and surrounding counties. This live coverage is brought to you in part by Chapel Hill Bank, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. Tune in for election results on March 3rd starting at 7 p.m.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Not over yet, are we?
No, not yet.
I hear that song and the show's coming to an end.
Well, we've just got a few minutes and I wanted to touch on some information here. You know, we do a lot of talk on the program about long-term care because it's just inevitability. I mean, if you're living longer, and many people are, right? Most of us are, it is going to come up. And how you handle it is either going to be great or the opposite end of that is not going to be so good at all. And it doesn't have to be that way. You can be in the middle there somewhere or be able to be confident that you're going to be okay and your kids are not going to be burdened and all this other stuff that you don't want.
It affects not just you or your spouse. It affects everybody around you. Every part of your family gets affected on that one.
Well, and interestingly, you know, I've got some stats here from a number of different things like Social Security and a bunch of other, you know, firms that look into these kinds of things, too, and statistics people and all that. Bottom line is that really about 45%, less than half of us who are age 50 and over have even done any planning on this issue at all.
It's not a hot topic.
Well, you don't want to think about it, right?
That's it.
You don't want to think about it. But families, though, are concerned about the huge potential burden of caring for somebody. And a third, though, of those that have been surveyed over two or three different surveys here believe that they're going to have the financial resources to be able to do it.
Yeah, that's wow. The hard part there.
So, you know, it's very, very tough. No one wants to talk about it, but you just have to do it. And it's interesting. Here are a couple of stats that I thought were at least noteworthy. 44% of us believe that our spouses should not be burdened with having to provide the long-term care. 44%, that's almost half. 72% of us say that we would be reluctant to ask our kids to do it.
Yep.
68% of us say children should not feel burdened on having to pay for it. So you got around 70% who say their kids really ideally should not either have to A, do it themselves, or B, pay for it. And almost 60% of us say that we would be embarrassed to have to depend on our kids. 58%.
And that really affects their whole life and their future because you didn't plan for something like that.
Well, and you know, some of the big long-term care provider groups out there. They provide like contracts, like long-term care plans, mm-hmm. et cetera. Lincoln Financial is one of those. In this survey, they say 63% of family caregivers admitted that they had no idea how demanding that role would be. No idea. Of all respondents, 73% expressed fears that they would not be able to provide an adequate level of care should a family member need their assistant. Caregiving, very demanding, physically, emotionally, and would require taking time away from their career and their own family.
Yeah, I remember that brings up a memory I had of a couple of 30 years ago. I could never see both of them outside of the house. One of them always had to be in the home because grandma had Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
24/7, somebody had to be in the house with grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And that lasted for years.
Well, and again, just make sure that you're thinking these things. Do not be afraid to bring up the topic with mm-hmm. your folks or with your kids, whichever way you are on these things. How are you planning for this? It doesn't have to be a struggle. Even some basics can be paid for and planned for. So please, there are so many choices now.
Yeah, make sure that you had one survey you told me about home health care. Because most people want to stay in their home.
Yeah. Most respondents to three of these surveys say that they'd rather age in place, age in their home, be cared for in their home.
Plus, that costs less
because mm-hmm.
you're not having to provide the shelter.
Mm-hmm. So lots of different things to consider, among everything else we brought up this morning. Good grief. So free review, go over some things that really do matter to you and the people you care about. Glad to meet you and go through that free review. Answer your questions. No obligations. Just call us at the office, 979-836-2903.
And 979-836-2903. If you want to bring your folks in, that's fine. We got Houston office, we got a Central Texas in Brenham, and also in Tomball. So
nice.
Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you back here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.